John Holmes, Saturday morning on 5 Live.
Call 0500 909 693. Text 85058. Email christian@bbc.co.uk. Saturday morning on 5 Live.
I called my girlfriend up on the phone. I said, hey, good girlfriend, what's good going wrong? She said, I'm breaking it off with you. I feel as if the mama magic is gone. I said, hey, baby, what you were talking about? I thought that everything was just fine. She said, that's exactly the point. I just get so annoyed how you're so happy all the time. I need somebody deeper than you. Someone with a little through time.
Radio 5 Live. Hello, Saturday morning. I'm John Holmes in for Christian O'Connell. And that was the noise of our next guest, Tim Minchin.
It was a noise, wasn't it?
It was a lovely noise, though, Tim.
Great.
I liked it when the 5 Live taggy stuff was going over the top of it. It sounded like a sort of BBC tune.
Yeah.
I could
remix it.
Yeah, I could remix it and use it to be a radio sting.
Yeah, it's good to have
funky.
You here, by the way.
Hi,
it's very nice to see you. There's so much to talk about with you, because you know, writer, comedian, musician, actor, voiceover.
Yeah.
So many things that you do. I mean, you're kind of... the music comes first with you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, very much so,
and
yeah.
Did that sort of... When did it become music, and when did it become comedy music? Music comedy? Because you take it very seriously.
Yeah, the music's taken fully seriously.
Yeah.
And I guess the fact of that clashing with the stupid lyrics is why it's fun. But and if I look right back into my past, I was writing stupid songs from the moment I was writing songs in my early teens and stuff, but it didn't become my focus until I put this show together in my late 20s that was just my sillier stuff and kind of really worked.
Yeah.
And I just... And it really changed my whole life, really.
Yeah.
Not taking myself seriously has always been something I'm better at than taking myself seriously. Sort of.
So what's the... Because for people who've obviously seen you, and you have quite a distinctive on-stage look, that's fair to say, with your crazy hair and your bare feet and makeup, of course, which is very distinctive. And it, was it something that... is the bare feet because it's comfy to play in bare feet?
Yeah, is it so you can feel the pedals and...
No.
Formula One driver with bare feet. It sort of grew half organically. I started wearing bare feet. I mean, I grew up playing music in the 90s in Fremantle in West Australia, where everyone was a hippie, so playing with bare feet was kind of part of that John Butler trio style hippie thing that came out of that area at that time. But it's true, when I first started challenging myself to consciously be funny when I was doing these cabaret gigs in Melbourne, it was scary. And there's a couple of things you can do to make yourself, you know, that theory that you picture the audience naked, it's kind of something like that. You make it feel like it's your lounge room. So I used to take my shoes off and have a big glass of red wine and just sort of a list of songs and a list of topics to improvise on and just throw caution to the wind.
So
I was part of that.
In your rider, when you sort of play live, then do you have to stipulate that the crew who have put the stage together can't leave bits of old nails lying around like they normally do?
Well, I do. I actually took to wandering around when I was touring in the early days around the UK before people kind of knew what I did. I'd turn up to a venue and I'd take my shoes off and wander around to see if there are any spikes. And
I'd have wandered around with shoes on to see if there were any spikes.
Find out the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and they'd go, you can't walk around this venue barefoot. And I'm like, I'm going to walk around this venue. And so I took to carrying a letter in my pocket saying, this indemnifies you from any, you know, it's my choice. And if I cut my foot, it's my problem. Signed Tim Minchin. So that they could stop worrying about.
And do you have like a stylist and a makeup artist? Does that come the bigger you get?
Do you want a job?
She's actually pitching to you there. She does want
I've got a black coal pencil.
She did say, before you arrived, she said, I'd love to do his makeup.
Oh, yeah.
She's waving around the bottle of number 7.
Yeah.
Did she do it in that creepy, creepy voice, John?
Oh, yes. I'd love to do his makeup.
I do my own makeup, actually, Lindsay,
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
With the eyeliner.
If you look at it when I close up, you'll be able to tell.
Do you buy it as well, or do you send your wife to get it?
I go buy it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I discuss it.
A metrosexual man.
Yeah, I don't have any. I'm a pretty secure guy.
Yeah, like
know?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like going into a makeup shop. I almost dropped a brand name then. I could have got myself some...